Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Is it text number 36? Okay. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 9, entitled Prahlad Pacifies the Lord with Prayers. Text number 36. Evam sahasra padanangri shiraha karoru nasadya karna nayana bharna yudhyadhyam mayamayam sad upalakshita sanivesham drishtva mahapurusham apa mudam varinchaha evam sahasra vadanangri shirakaroru. Evam sahasra vadanangri shirakaroru. Na sadya karna nayana bharana yudhadhyam. Na sadya karna nayana bharana yudhadhyam. Maya mayam sarupalakshita sanivesham. Maya mayam sarupalakshita sanivesham. Drishta mahapurusham apa mudam virincha. Drishta mahapurusham apa mudam virincha. Evam sahasra vadanangri shirakaroru. Na sadya karna nayana bharana yudhadhyam. Mayam mayam sarupalakshita sanivesham. Drishta mahapurusham apa mudam virincha. Ladies, maya mayam sarvalakshita sanivesham. Drishtva mahapurusham apa mudam virinchaha. Evam sahasra vadanangri shirakaroru. Nasadya karna nayana bharana yudhadhyam. Maya mayam sarvalakshita sanivesham. Dhistha mahapurusham apamudam virincha. Evam, in this way, sahasra, thousands and thousands, vadana, faces, angri, feet, shiraha, heads, kara, hands, uru, thighs, nashadya, noses, etc., karna, ears, nayana, eyes, abharana, varieties of ornaments. That was ornaments. Ayudha, varieties of weapons. Adyam, endowed with. Maya mayam, all demonstrated by unlimited potency. Sat upalakshita, appearing in different symptoms. Sanivesham, combined together. Tristva, seen. Mahapurusham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Apa, achieved. Mudam, transcendental bliss. Varincha, Lord Brahma. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Brahma, translation, Lord Brahma could then see you possessing thousands and thousands of faces, feet, heads, hands, thighs, noses, ears, and eyes. You were very nicely dressed, being decorated and bedecked with varieties of ornaments and weapons. Seeing you in the form of Lord Vishnu, your symptoms and form being transcendental, your legs extending from the lower planets, Lord Brahma achieved transcendental bliss. Please repeat. Lord Brahma could then see you possessing thousands and thousands of faces, feet, heads, hands, thighs, noses, ears and eyes. He's everywhere. You were very nicely dressed, being decorated and bedecked with varieties of ornaments and weapons. Seeing you in the form of Lord Vishnu, your symptoms and form being transcendental, your legs extending from the lower planets, Lord Brahma achieved transcendental bliss. Purport. Lord Brahma, being completely pure, could see the original form of the Lord as Vishnu, having many thousands of faces and forms. This process is called self-realization. Genuine self-realization consists not of perceiving the impersonal effulgence of the Lord, but seeing face to face the transcendental form of the Lord. As distinctly mentioned here, Lord Brahma saw the Supreme Lord as Mahapurusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna also saw Krishna in this same way. Therefore, he told the Lord, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitam Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam. Quote, you are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth, an eternal divine person. End of quote. The Lord is Paramapurusha, the supreme form, Purusham Shashvatam. He is everlastingly the supreme enjoyer. It is not that the impersonal Brahman assumes a form. On the contrary, the impersonal Brahman effulgence is an emanation from the supreme form of the Lord. Upon being purified, Brahma could see the supreme form of the Lord. The impersonal Brahman cannot have heads, noses, ears, hands, and legs. This is not possible, for these are attributes of the Lord's form. The word mayamayam means spiritual knowledge. This is explained by Madhvacharya. Mayamayam jnana sarupam. The word mayamayam, describing the Lord's form, should not be taken to mean illusion. Rather, the Lord's form is factual, and seeing this form is the result of perfect knowledge. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Bhavanam jnanamante jnanavamam prabhajyate. The word jnanavan refers to one who is perfectly in knowledge. Such a person can see the personality of Godhead, and therefore he surrenders unto the Lord. The Lord, being symptomized by a face, nose, ears, and so on, is eternal. Without such a form, no one can be blissful. The Lord, however, is Satchit Ananda Vigraha, as stated in the Shastra, Ishvarak Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. When one is in perfect transcendental bliss, he can see the supreme, or he can see the Lord's supreme form, Vigraha. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Gandakya Devata Yadvat Pittivim Vyapya Tishtati Evam Vyaptam Jagat Vishnum Brahmatmashtam Dadharshaha. Lord Brahma saw that as aromas and colors spread throughout the earth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead pervades the cosmic manifestation in a subtle form. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshin Militam Jena Tasmai Sigur Dhinama Om Guru Divachalam Pangam Langaitya Girim Yatkipadam Amande Sigurum Dhinna Tarnam. So this is the end result of austerities. Lord Brahma, we understand from Srimad Bhagavatam, engaged in tapasya for some time. And then, when sufficiently purified, as Srila Prabhupada comments here in the purport, where was that point that Srila Prabhupada made? Upon being purified, Brahma could see the supreme form of the Lord. So this is the purpose of tapasya. The Srimad Bhagavatam also describes Vasudeva Paraveda, that we have no interest in just acquiring knowledge. There are many intelligent people in the world. They have all sorts of degrees and information, so much so they don't know where to put it, right? They have to put it in these monster computers. There's so much information. But still, it's never conclusive. Pantastu koti satavasara sambiragamyo vayora tapi munaso munipungavanam. It's described in the Brahma Samhita that even the great sages, munis, even their trying to speculate for millions of years, even at the speed of mind, still they can barely approach the effulgence which is emanating from the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead. What to speak of ordinary people who are working so hard to become very learned in the world. But the Bhagavatam describes Vasudeva Paraveda, that the purpose of knowledge is to understand Vasudev. There's no other purpose. And why understanding Vasudev? Because, as Srila Prabhupada points out here in the purport, by understanding the personality of Godhead, Vasudev, one can become freed from this material world. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavamam prabhadyante. The idea is that by understanding Vasudev, there's some purpose to acquiring that knowledge. Understanding the personality of Godhead means to understand everything. Of course, we can only understand as much as the personality of Godhead wants to reveal. Srila Prabhupada points out that the form of the Lord is seen by revelation. He comments in the Bhagavad Gita that the form of the Lord is seen by revelation. And that revelation is due to the unflinching faith in the instructions of the personality of Godhead under the guidance of the spiritual master. Right? Yasya deva para bhakti yata deva tathagato. So by that firm faith and proper guidance, the form of the Lord is revealed. All of the imports of Vedic knowledge here, again, Vasudeva Paraveda, the purpose of all this hard work is to understand Vasudeva. There's no other purpose. Or Vasudeva Paramaka, that the purpose of any kind of hard work or sacrifice, people are again making, endeavoring very sincerely in trying to solve the problems of life. Very sincerely. They're investing so much energy and time, lifetimes, in tapasya, in sacrificing to achieve some success. But the Bhagavatam describes Sudha Goswami speaking to the sages. He tells them that the purpose of that sacrifice is to understand Vasudeva. And Vasudeva para yoga, that the end point of yoga, or the purpose of practicing yoga, is to realize him. There's no other purpose. We're not interested in a bodily exercise or mental exercise or social clubs. There's no other purpose to it. There's no other purpose for it. Krishna explains, yoginam api sarvesham, that the highest yogi is one who's engaged in a devotional service. So the purpose of yoga is to realize the personality of Godhead. Vasudeva parakriya. We're also engaged in sort of all sorts of fruitive activities in the world. People are trying to, again, achieve some sort of material success. Social success. Try to deal with the problems of life, and et cetera, et cetera. Or to elevate themselves in a particular way by their fruitive work, maybe to at least those who may be a little bit knowledgeable of Vedic philosophy, maybe even elevate themselves to a higher form of life. But again, the purpose of all of that activity is to understand Vasudeva. Just again, the point being here that Lord Brahma engaged in austerities, and the end result of it was that he was able to see the form of the Lord. This is our main interest. We're interested in seeing the form of the Lord. We're not interested in fruitive activities. We're not interested in simply engaging in gymnastics. We're not interested in sacrificing all sorts of things in life for some mundane reason, or filling our heads with all sorts of information that simply confuses us. Srila Prabhupada points out that if one studies too many philosophies, he becomes confused. And we see it practically. People are overwhelmed by so much information, and they're confused. They're confused. They don't understand the last part of that verb, vasudeva paragati. They don't understand the goal of all of this, whether it's yoga or fruitive activities or knowledge or vasudeva paratapa, or the purpose of austerities. The result of all of it, or the purpose of all of it, is to understand the personality of Godhead. We don't have any other interest. And as Prabhupada points out here, Lord Brahma, being completely pure, could see the original form of the Lord. So the Lord, the personality of Godhead, has a transcendental, a beautiful form, which the devotees are interested in. Premanchanas charita bhakti vilochanena. The devotees are only interested in understanding and observing that beautiful transcendental form of the Lord. They're not interested in just understanding the beauty of nature. People are sometimes absorbed in the beauty of life. But what is that? It's simply a another form of mental gratification. We're not interested in such things. We're simply interested in observing the beautiful transcendental form of the Lord, which is real. It's not that when the deity is here that he's it's just some imagination, or for a convenience that we have this now and then tomorrow it's something different. No. But it's actually the personality of Godhead appearing. Just as here, Lord Brahma was able to perceive the supreme form of the Lord. And it's not that the impersonal Brahman cannot have, as Prabhupada points out here, the impersonal Brahman cannot have heads, noses, ears, hands, and legs. So it's only when we're focused on the personal form of the Lord that we're successful. Otherwise, any other work or other activity that we're engaged in this world, whether it's austerities or religious activities or fruitive work or cultivating knowledge or this or that, it's all, as Srila Prabhupada points out, it's all zero. It's all zero. Without that element of the personality of Godhead being there, it has no real value. So these verses that we're hearing from Prahlad, in which he's describing the wonderful realizations of Lord Brahma, are not imagination, but they're reality. Prabhupada points out here in the last part of this purport that Lord Brahma saw that as aromas and colors spread throughout the earth, The Supreme Personality of Godhead pervades the cosmic manifestation in a subtle form. Certainly the Lord is perceivable throughout the creation. The Bhagavatam describes Brahmeti Paramatmeti, that also the Lord is present throughout the creation and in so many ways. He's all pervasive, but the most desirable and satisfying experience is seeing the personality of Godhead, seeing his two-handed form. And the devotees are only interested in that. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada comments that the devotees, their concentration is on the form that was present there before Arjuna. Prabhupada very nicely describes this in Bhagavad Gita. So, this experience is also being had here by Lord Brahma. It's a very very detailed description. Sometimes the question is, what does the personality of, or what does God look like? Or what is he? Or does he exist? Or there's so many sort of doubtful ideas. But here in the pages of Bhagavatam, we're reading how the Lord has a beautiful form and how it's revealed to those who are sufficiently purified. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? None? Good. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This is mine.